Today's Tuesday and it's Yud Aleph Maheshvan. Sorry? Be patient, adult. Before we get to Akudim, we got to deal with Elam Hazeh. Okay, today is the yard site of the Razor, of Zalman Adam. We'll get to Rochel and Meino a different time, or soon. The Razor. Rav Zalman Aaron was the older brother of the Rebbe Rashab. He passed away in Tafresh Samach Tes. That would be 1908, 1908-09. And he was Sach Hakel 50. He wasn't even 50, he was 49. He was in the 50th year. He was the older son of the Rebbe Marash. The Rebbe Marash had six children. I suspect that he had seven. I have reason to believe that he had two sons by the same name. But that's totally baseless. It's just Avram Sender. One passed away, got that faith. But okay, mit lomdes nanandemo. The Rav Marash and his Rebbetzin Rivke, everybody's Rebbetzin Rivke, had six children, three boys and three girls. I'm sorry. Four boys and two girls. It's not correct. Four boys and two girls. The two daughters were, I think, the oldest and the youngest. The oldest, her name was Dveira Leah. If she wasn't the oldest, she was the second to the oldest. Her family name was Ginsburg. She married a family of Gvirim, a very wealthy Chassidim from Vitebsk, Ginsburg, Dveira Leah. There's an expression in one of the Sichas where there was a question asked by the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek, Montish once, Pesach, Tafresh Chafei, it's a famous story. And Dveira Leah got up, she was a girl, and she said clearly what she held. She was a Shnerzen, very proudly. And the Tzemach Tzedek said to her, Dveira Leah, du hast a gute Kopf. So he said, Dveira Leah, you have a gute Kopf. Dveira Leah. Then there were four boys. It could be that one of the boys was older than her, but I suspect that she was the oldest. And the youngest was Chayamushka. She was the youngest daughter. She was named after the Tzemach Tzedek's Rebbetzin. She was the youngest. Rebbetzin Chaim Mushke. When she was a little girl, mamish a little girl, I don't know how old, but her father, the Rebbe Marash, passed away. And right before he passed away, the last person he spoke to her was her. The story goes about the Rebbe Marash Histalkus. An hour before his Histalkus, he stopped his watch, so that his watch would stop exactly at the moment that he actually departed from this world. His clock stopped. And he called in his children one at a time, from the oldest to the youngest. And he spoke to them individually. So it means that the last person he spoke to was this girl, Vele. She was a kind, she was before Bas Mitzvah. And he said to her, Ichab dir gedaf tfirin to the chuppah. I was supposed to take you to the chuppah. But the Eibishter had other plans. The Rebbe Marash passed away early, 5 years before his time, apparently, because of Indian from Gzeres and Tzares. But he told his daughter, Ichab digi dafin to the chuppah. She got married, Tafresh Nun Beis, Elo, 1892. And her chasna was a big event. She was a Yosayma Mamish, and so everybody came, Agan Tzariches. She was the Friedrich Rebbe's Mechuteneste. She was the Friedrich Rebbe's aunt, but their children married. The Friedrich Rebbe's youngest daughter, Harabonus Atitkonus Shena, married Menachem Mendel HaKoyen, Menachem Mendel Horenstein. Menachem Mendel HaKoyen was her son. Her husband's name was Moshe HaKoyen Horenstein, a very wealthy people who, after the revolution, they lost everything with Altsvalon. I don't know if they were Lubavitch Chassidim, they were Chassidim. And she was the Friedrich Rebbe's aunt and the Friedrich Rebbe's Mechatenes. She was killed in Treblinka. The Friedrich Rebbe had, they found the information after the war, they knew. She was killed in Treblinka, I believe, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, with Machin Tosnet. She was the last youngest daughter. And in between, there were four boys. The oldest boy was Harav Avraham Sender, who, he's a story on himself. He passed away at the age of 7 or 8. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that he had the neshama of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe also passed away early. The Alter Rebbe was supposed to live 8 more years. And the Alter Rebbe said, regarding the struggle with Napoleon, Al-Tareb said about himself that he's afraid that he's going to have to resort to actual Mesiras Nefesh. Al-Tareb passed away Chayim, 68 years. And he was supposed to live a number of years more. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that this was the Neshama Al-Tareb. He was a wunderkind. He was not a child. I mean, he was 8 years old. And he passed away with Moichin the Godless. The Tzemach Tzedek was by his bed, and all the other the children. He was a himel kind, a nishvinkin kind. He was a tzaddik. Al Tadebes Nishama came into this world to finish its years. And in Lubavitch, he's buried right outside the oil. They made for him. You don't say about a child tzaddik, because till 13 you don't even have a neshama yet. But by him it says that Rav Tzaddik Hayeled Rav Avram Sender. He was not. I'm sorry. Okay, if you say he's inside, my recollection is outside. But you were there, so fine. He's inside the oil. In any case, then there were three more sons. The second is the Bezalman Adin, the Rezor. And the story goes, today's his yard site, so we're really talking about him. That the minig was that the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, used to give every one of his children and grandchildren a name and a nickname. A name and a nickname, and a kinui. And Hasidim were not allowed to call the Rebbe's children and grandchildren by their name. It was considered disrespect. That they called them by their nickname. The Rebbe Marash once heard a chassid referring to the Rebbe Rashab as a boy, as a teenager, by his name. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the Marash poked his head out the window. Ich will onkel converes der Hosenik. Was hat der Chutzpah anzurufen beim Nomen? The Rebbe Marash said, he stuck and said, I want to see who's the Chutzpahnik who dares call one of my children by his name. There was a big payday. The Beis Harav was a different level. Even as children. When they were little boys, they called them Razor, Rashab. They didn't call them by their name. And the minig was, but the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, Bishas and Bris, used to give them a name and a kinui. And sometimes, in addition to the nickname, he would also add a note. So when the Razor was born, he was born Yotes Tammuz. He was born on the same day that would be many, many years later, the Friedrich Rebbe's Bris, the 19th of Tammuz, Tofesh Yotes, 1859. And he gave him a name, Zalman Aden, and he said, Da Razor de Meimenusa. This is a secret. That is a geheimnis. A secret. The Razor was a secret. He was a Gottel Shabbat daily, was the greatest of the great, but he wasn't the Rebbe. He was a chassid of his younger brother, which was a Pele, the Razor. When they were children, they made Shidduchim. In the Beis Harav, they made Shidduchim when they were infants. And the Razor married his first cousin. He married a daughter of Rebbe Solneach. He married a daughter of Rebbe Solneach. And by the way, the Friedrich Rebbe married a granddaughter of Rebbe Solneach. Solneach was one of the Tzemach Tzedek's children, who was the Nezhen Rebbe. He was in Lubavitch. When Lubavitch split up, there were four branches after the Histalkus of the Tzemach Tzedek. So one was in Liadi, and one was in Kaput, one was in Nezhen. The Nezhen Rebbe, a case in the Solneach of Nezhen. This was one of his daughters. So the Tzemach Tzedek once saw, so they made a Shidduch when they were kids, I don't know, 4 years old, 3 years old, very, very little. Why not? Children? That's what they didn't get married. They made tnoim, and then many, many years later, they made a shidduch, they made a kishtei tnoim, that's all. They bound them to each other. It was a normal seder by tzaddikim. When they have a tzaddik and it's a tkani, it's not so terrible. They work it out. It's the rest of us who need to date to find out. He is pas yos, he is pas nisht, whether the nose is crooked or straight, big, small. But tzaddikim is a different story. So the Rabbi Solneach was looking at the little chosen. The kid was 3 or 4 years old. And he was looking at him suspiciously. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, Vos, has made it nishkenen lenin, azeva vitu with the zichekenen. Tzemach Tzedek says to him, you're afraid he's not going to know how to learn. As much as you know, he'll know for sure. He's going to exceed you. Beyond that, I'm not going to tell you. Wait. Tzemach Tzedek's chush. The Razor. He was the older brother. And the younger brother was the Rashab, the Rebbe Rashab. These two children, so the Avraham Sender was not in this planet, Bechlal. He passed away. I don't know how old they were. I don't even know if they remembered him. The Avraham Sender, the Tzemach Tzedek was by his talkus. And when Tzemach Tzedek passed away, the Razor was 7, the Rebbe Rashab was 5. I have a reason to suspect that there was a second Avram Sender who passed away as an infant. I have a reason to suspect that. I don't want to get into it now, and I'm not from the Dereshi Reshumas and the Dereshi Chamuras. I'm not from those people. It's not my business. The youngest son was Rav Menachem Mendel. He was named after the Tzemach Tzedek. He was born after the Histalkus. And he's a story unto himself. He's a Pasha with Neatmi. We're not going to go into him at this juncture. But the Razor was the second son, and the Rebbe Rashab was the third son. These two children grew up together. The Razor was 2 years older, and they were giants. They were wunderkinder, the two of them. when they were kids growing up, that Azal was the more popular one. He was happier. He was more available. He was very much like his father, a Weltmensch. He knew many languages. He knew everything. He was that kind of kid. And that Ashab was our ungetegenet. The younger brother was so intense and so private. I mean, if that Azal was a mystery, so the Rebbe Ashab was a mystery of mysteries. Everything about his early years was clouded in secrecy. In a week from today, we'll have his birthday. We'll talk about him. But the Azal was abrated, an open person. We have a picture of the Azal. They say he looked like his father, like the Rebbe Marash a lot. And as children, people considered the greater one greater than the younger one. Somebody once said to the Rebbe Marash, the best of the cup had the elder. The older one has the better head. So the Rebbe Marash said, oh, but the deeper the cup had the ingere. But the deeper mind belongs to the younger one, to the Rashab. They grew up together. There's a lot of stories about their early years. The Azal was shorter than his older brother. The older brother was shorter than the younger brother, and he was very self-conscious about it. So they used to play. He made his younger brother walk in a ditch so he should appear taller. So you know the story? You've heard this story. It's a famous story. So the Marash once called him, and he told him to get up on a chair. And he says to him, "It's the Vedis Hecher." So he said to the older brother, "Now who's taller?" He says, "Now I'm taller." He said to him, "Azay daf menton, nituf machen yenim nidrike vet menhechen." His father said to him, "If you want to be higher than your brother, get up on a chair. Don't put him in a ditch. If you want to be higher than your younger brother, so stand up higher, but don't put him down. Azay daf menton, lift yourself up. Don't put him down." It's a midintik esipur. It's an edel esipur of chinuch. They grew up together. And when they were young children, they spent a lot of time with the Halakha Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. They knew they lived in the same house, as I've told you the story many times. So even though they were the youngest of the grandchildren, their first cousins were married with children when their parents got married. Their first cousins were a generation and a half older than they were. Their first cousins were older than their father, the Rebbe Nachman ben Zkunim. So they grew up, they were much younger than the Tzemach Tzedek's Einik Lach, but they lived in the house with the Tzemach Tzedek. So they knew him very well. And especially during the years that the Tzemach Tzedek was not well, they took care of him, Pashut. And they used to go to him once a week for a few cents. And then later on, they used to go every day. In the last tkufa, they used to go every day. One of the painful stories from the Razor's perspective was that the day of the Histalkus of the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, passed away, Yud Gimel Nissen, the 13th, Erev Pesach. So the Rebbe Rashab was waiting to go into the Zayde, the younger brother. And his older brother was, Miss Mahameya, was late. And he had no more patience, so he went in alone. And the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, gave him a coin. Later on, the Tzemach Tzedek was nostalgic. And the Rebbe Marash was running around looking for his son, the Azor, for the older brother, whose yard site is today. And he found him, and said, zum Zayden. He says to the older son, "Did you go into the Zayde?" So he says, "I was late." So the Rebbe said with his rakshas, "Wo bist du gewesen? Er hat ihm alles abgegeben." This father says to his son, "Where were you? He gave everything to your younger brother. He missed it. Finished." And they grew up. The Razor was a big chassid and a kohen. I mean, the moyach of the Razor was bleak vul. The younger brother was the Rebbe, the Rashab. So the Rebbe Marash had a relationship with his younger son that the older son didn't even know about. In the middle of the night, did I fear if I talk? Mamish, in the middle of the night, when everybody is asleep, that's when he would go in. Because they were very, very sensitive to the covet of the older brother, the Razor, the Zamanar, who was also a Gon and a Chosid, but he wasn't the Rashab, he wasn't a Rebbe. When the Rebbe Marash was nostalgic, the Razor left Lubavitch. A year after the Stalkus, he moved away from Lubavitch. There were many reasons for that departure, and I suspect that one of them was it was a way of announcing to the whole world, he's the Rebbe, not I. After the Rebbe Marash was nostalgic, I'll just tell you who this man was. They used to both say chassidus. The first year he lived in Lubavitch, during the year that they were saying Kaddish, they lived in Lubavitch, and they would both say chassidus. And the Rebbe said once that he has hanochas of Maimorim, he has Maimorim Ksovim from the Rebbe Razor, from the Rebbe Rashab's brother. And he said, our Rebbe said, if I had chassidim on whom I could rely, I would publish them. In other words, the Razor then was 23 or 24 years old. And the Rebbe felt that the chassidus of the Razor was worth publishing, except that he needs a certain kind of chassid, which the Rebbe felt he did not have. So then, the Razor, who was not the Rebbe, his chassidus was also something which was royal in the Tfus to publish. So the story goes that people used to come to Lubavitch. There was a big politics. Who's going to be the Rebbe? The younger to the elder, the younger to the elder. But between the brothers, there was Shalom Vashal. It was Tzvishn Tachsidim. And the Nazar always sent to his younger brother. So the Seder went like this. If you came to Lubavitch and you asked the Eitzah, you came to Lubavitch, you asked advice, it didn't matter which brother you went to, you got an Eitzah. If you then went to the other brother, you got the exact opposite advice. And he didn't ask, what did my brother say? If you asked the Rashab, should you buy a business, he would say, buy. You went to the Razor, he says, don't buy. So somebody finally once said, this is all Ruach HaKodesh, you understand? They didn't have an intercom system. This was Ruach HaKodesh. Younger light, they were in their early 20s. So somebody once asked the Razor, how come it is that you ask one brother an Eitzah, you get one piece of advice? And then if you ask the same advice by the other brother, you get the exact opposite advice that the Razor answered by Pashtas. As they have mir obgeret. This is what we discussed between yourselves. This is what we decided. You can ask both advice, you're going to get confused. My interpretation of the Sipur is, you're coming to us for Chachma, for Ruach HaKodesh. Why are you coming? Because we're smart people or because we're inspired people? If we're inspired people, what are you doing? You're taking a consensus. You asked one, was against the Flex Pam Tveten. So if you ask both of them, you got diametrically opposite advice. This is a Meister Shehoi. It's a Himmel Meister. But the Razor moved away. And the Razor went into business. He decoyed Heizer, as the story goes. He bought real estate, which was against the explicit Tzavua from the Rebbe Manash. And it caused the Rebbe Rashab and his Rebbetzin a lot of tzar. And he was very disappointed that his brothers went into business. And if the Gishtan in the house, he would not forgive them. You know what happens. When the Rebbe Rashab doesn't want you to be in business, the business doesn't work out so well. Within a years, they were bankrupt. 5-6 years later, they all moved back to Lubavitch penniless. The Rebbe Rashab said once to the Razor Simchas Teire, this year, your connection to business will be totally severed. So their mother said to the Rashab, she felt that he was speaking too strong. So he says, he said very directly, I'm saying what I was told to say. In other words, these were the words of the Rebbe Manash. And one of the more beautiful episodes, the Friedrich Rebbe says, my uncle the Razor, I saw him 3 times take a lot of mashke. It was 3 times I saw my uncle take a gewalt mit mashke. One was Simchas Teira Tov Resh Memches. The other time was by Chayimushkes Chasene that I mentioned to you before in the summer of Nun Beis. On the dritte mal was given by my bar mitzvah. He says 3 times I saw my uncle take a lot of mashke. And I think on 2 of those occasions, the Rebbe Rashab said to his older brother, Kum, lo meher in chassidus von Taten. Come, he took him by his hand and he walked away from everybody. He said, let's hear chassidus from our father. After the histalkas. And the Razor stood with his brother, the Rebbe Rashab, and the tears were flowing. And after a number of minutes, he came back, and he said, this is a word from the Razor, a Litvak gloibt nicht, bis er zählt mit den Hand. It's an old expression. A Litvak doesn't believe till he counts. Even Litvak money, he counts it over. In other words, a Litvak has to understand everything. There's no amune. But when a Litvak counts, and it adds up, when it stimmt, then he believes. In other words, the Razor said, I just heard chassidus. My father, the Rebbe took me along, his younger brother, the Rebbe took me along. And he became his younger brother's chassid. He lived in Vitebsk most of his life. He passed away in Vitebsk. And he was the chassid of his younger brother. And the Rebbe Rashab used to say about his older brother, his humility even I cannot. The younger brother, the Rebbe, was so mispal from the fact that his younger brother was so bottled to him. He said, I can't imagine how a person can be so humble. The Razor was not a child. In other words, had he been a Polish, he would have been a Rebbe. And in Lubavitch, he was nothing. A chassid. When he was Beis Harav, he was royalty in the Ganze Zachen, but the Rebbe Rashab used to say he was overwhelmed by the measure of humility that his older brother showed to him. And there's Kama Sipurim about his humility. First of all, the story that you have in the Maimon of Basil Agani, that the Razor spoke many, many languages. There's even a story. Azeda Zeltman, I didn't see this published, but I heard that the Razor once met a very prominent person, could even be the king or somebody very important in government. And they were trying to impress on this person the greatness of his mind. So they got 15 people to read 15 newspapers in 15 different languages all at the same time. And he repeated what each one of them said in each one of the languages. Look at the Razor, the name Kop, Moyach, unbelievable. But he was his brother's chassid. his younger brother's chassid. And there's the sipur that you all know. I've told you the story so many times that in Samach Vav, he came to Lubavitch Adir. He came to Lubavitch in March of that year, 1906, and he ran into his old younger brother, the Rebbe, to tell him about the Poyalitzi and the early Zionists. They were militant. They were violent people. They were terrorists. And he said to his old younger brother, Medavsich Vazei Shreki, the Rebbe Rashab was front and center against the Tzionim. He was the most outspoken opponent. And they were violent. They would kill if you opposed them. Bepashtis. The Fidik Rebbe carried around the gun for years. You know, the Fidik Rebbe carried a revolver. He wasn't doing it for decorations. There was a whole year that he was away from Lubavitch because he was afraid for his life. Poshet Bepashtis. They were violent. Violent people. And so the Razor came to Lubavitch and he told his younger brother, you have to be afraid of them. So the Fidik Rebbe says, you have to understand who my uncle was. My uncle was not a man easily intimidated. There was once a fire, Fidik Rebbe says, and the house at the end of the block was burning. And in those days, when a house burnt, all the block, the whole block would burn to the ground. They had no firefighting system. They had buckets and fire lines, water lines. So that's it. So they woke him up. They said, there's a fire burning at the end of the street. You better get up and try to save something. So Allah said, wake me up when the fire is next door. And he went back to sleep and he slept. So you can understand what's meant about Moichen. He was not easily afraid. And if he said to his father, Medaf sich vazei shrekken, you have to be afraid of them. There was what to be afraid of. So the Rebbe says, I made up my mind, Rosh Hashanah, that I won't be afraid of them. That's the Ma'aseh Omer Eliyahu HaLevi, which I told you so many times. This is the Razor.
What did he say to his father?
To his younger brother. So his brother said to him, I already decided, Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to be afraid of them. Because he said twice the Pasuk, Omer Eliyahu HaLevi, I told you the story so many times. Look at Razor. A Midinik Mensch, a big chassid. He passed away in his 50th year. And the Friedrich Rebbe said that he had volumes, notebooks, packed with Sipuri Chassidim that he heard from his Shver, from the Bishol Neach, and from, I think he also knew the Ravash, the Rebbe Tzemach oldest son. The Rebbe Zayde had a very strong connection to him. I think Tama they were related also. Maybe there was a Shidduch. I think he was also his Zayde. He had a lot of stories from the Baruch Shalom, the oldest of the Tzemach Tzedek's children. And the Friedrich Rebbe said he had lent me these notebooks and I read them. He had a beautiful, beautiful handwriting, right, to Friedrich Rebbe, and he wrote very small, and these books were packed with Sipurim that he, the very, very reliable Sipurim Chassidim that he heard from the Beis Harav, from the Mishpacha itself. And a few days before he passed away, he took these books and he burnt them. And he burnt them. He took the ash, put it in a bag, and he asked that they should put the ash in with him, in his kever. The Rebbe Rashab asked the Friedrich Rebbe if he copied them. So he said, no, I had permission to read them. I never asked him to copy them. And the Rebbe was disappointed. He says, no, I didn't give out. If you didn't want, it's unnecessary. It's a loss. If you didn't want, forget it. It wasn't necessary. The Rebbe tells those he put him. Balper, but he never copied it. It was a very precious, and he passed away. He passed away today. Yudalef, Malcheshvan is his yard site. There used to be a story, which turns out not to be true, but you saw Jacobson writes the story. I'll tell you a story, even though it's not a true story, because it's a nice story. The Parshas Toldos, or Chayisod of that year, the Rebbe Rashab said a maimer lahav v'ninyan avelus. The maimer is published. Shabbos, the Rebbe said a maimer to understand the idea of avelus. So Yisrael Jacobson writes in his book that the Rebbe Rashab said a maim of Ahav Ninyan Avelis, and he had not even known that his brother passed away. But now they found that maimed in its completion from the Friedrich Rebbe, his own Hanocha, and the Friedrich Rebbe writes, we got word that my uncle passed away. So Shabbos, he said, in other words, it doesn't make the Rebbe Rashab smaller, but the story is, it's Ashein HaMais, it's a Poshet Nishtemis. One technical detail is there, Ashein HaMais, it's a Poshet Nishtemis. He said a maimed on the Shabbos of the Shiva of his brother, he was a big chassid, and he was one of the Chabad personalities who was not a Rebbe that was Kevei Abrocha. There were a few people in the Chabad dynasty who were not a Rebbe, but they were very distinct Mitzuyanim. The Razor, the Rebbe Rashab, the brother, the Ravash, the Baruch Shalom, the oldest of the Tzemach Tzedek's children, the Rebbe Zayde, and the Chaim Avram. I think the Alt Rebbe's second son. These three personalities were very important parts of the Chabad tradition. And the Chabad family, although they were not Rebbes, he passed away less than 50. He was in his 49th year. Today is his yard site. So, Zayn, Aschus Farem and Aschus Farun, and Mashiach Zalkum. Okay.